It is a striking fact that the nation's most famous soldier was born to parents whose religion preached ardent, conscientious objection to all mortal wars. But the truth of a life is never contained in its summarizing labels. The influences that shaped our 34th president were deeper, wider, and more idiosyncratic. As Ike himself acknowledged, he wasn't an exceptional student or a particularly promising military candidate. He once told his wife, Mamie, "If I'm lucky, I'll be a colonel." His ambitions didn't reach farther than that. Yet he went on to become Supreme Allied Commander, assemble the greatest fighting force in the history of mankind, defeat Adolf Hitler's war machine, save Western civilization from fascism, and managed to get elected president twice by decisive majorities. He had never dreamed of being a general, much less president of the United States, but that's where life took him. As a boy, he was taught to be honest, humble, and hardworking. In the telling, his upbringing can take on the reflective glow of a Lincoln-esque story. Many have rushed to make direct links between Ike's heartland childhood, grounded in faith and work ethic, and the measure of the man he ultimately became. And that's a piece of the story. The rest, Ike's exceptional intuition, savant-like strategic intellect, and warm and open personality, were part nature and part nurture, a mysterious brew that set him apart from his brothers in significant ways. With Ike, it can be hard to differentiate the man from the myth. His achievements are monumental, his personality seemingly so transparently expressed in the blazing ear-to-ear smile that the underlying truth goes unexamined. A White House aide once described how his friends would say, "Well, wasn't it wonderful? I bet he slapped you on the back and he had that big grin." Not so. He didn't slap people on the back. He didn't congratulate people particularly, the aide said. What he did was to make people feel that what he was doing had some transcendent significance. The grinning visage stamped on American minds glossed over Ike's more substantive quality, the ability to inspire and elevate those who worked under his leadership. Dwight David Eisenhower, who would become Little Ike and then Ike in childhood, was born in Denison, Texas, on October 14, 1890, to David and Ida Stover Eisenhower. He was the third of seven brothers, the fifth dying of diphtheria as an infant. Oddly, all of the boys would carry the nickname Ike, derived from their last name, at one point or another, although Dwight was the only one for whom it became permanent. David and Ida had met while students at a religious school, Lane University in Lecompton, Kansas, run by the Church of the United Brethren in Christ. Being a college student set Ida apart in an era when few women sought higher education, but it had always been her dream. Although she dropped out of school to marry, her lifetime love of learning was passed on to her sons, and their home was full of books. Ida was bright, forceful, and high-spirited, a pistol in a petticoat, as her great-granddaughter Mary Jean would put it. As newlyweds, David and Ida received a gift of farmland from David's parents, but David did not want to be a farmer. Mortgaging the land to his brother-in-law, he opened a retail store in Hope, Kansas, with the proceeds. Unfortunately, the business was plagued by misfortune, as his farmer customers fell on hard times and could not pay down their credit. When David's partner stole their last remaining funds, the venture collapsed. David never got over his disappointment, but by then he had two additional mouths to feed, and he needed a job. He found one 400 miles south in the railroad town of Denison. Ike and his brother Roy were born there before the family returned to Kansas, settling in Abilene, where David got a job as an engineer at the Bell Springs Creamery. They would never leave. Abilene became the source of Ike's most folksy anecdotes. Later, it was chosen as the site of his presidential library and the location of his burial plot. The Eisenhower household was a striving mixture of religious fundamentalism and the all-American ethos of individualism and work ethic. Religious faith and practice was baked into the Eisenhower family life. Both the Eisenhowers and the Stovers first came to the United States from Germany in the 1740s, settling in Pennsylvania and Virginia, respectively. David's family was affiliated with the River Brethren, an offshoot of the Mennonites, while Ida was raised Lutheran and later joined David's religion. Eisenhowers were among the pioneering families to move to Kansas in 1878. Some within the group banded together to form the Bell Springs Creamery in Abilene, where Ike's father worked as a mechanical engineer, putting in 12-hour days, 6 days a week.